consolation that my trials come to only make me strong. I've been a lot of places and I've seen a lot of faces. There have been times I felt so all alone, but in my lonely hours, yes, those precious lonely hours, Jesus let me know I was his own. Through it all, through it all, oh, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all. The storms he's brought me through. For if I'd never had a problem, I wouldn't know that he could solve them. I'd never know what faith in God could do.
Praise the Lord. I learned to depend upon his word. How about y'all? Can y'all give me an amen to make sure this microphone is working and we all gathered here? So, yeah, I hear you good. So, I'll tell you what, folks. Listening to that song really kind of sends, if you want to call it, shivers down my spine, because basically, I've been typing a little bit what's been going on, and I'm sure all of us can relate to it. And I hope you can relate to this message here tonight, because, you know, a lot of us is going through a lot of things, you know, and quite frankly, you know, it's just trying to find the best word to describe it. It's more like fearsome trials, you know, I mean, it's just hardships, and it's just difficulties, it's just pains, it's just, you know, it seems like, you know, one thing after another, you know, and it's possible, you know, it's possible what's going on, because again, you know, we may be getting close to the end, but it's just, wow, I'm just telling you, it's just been hard, you know, and I'm so glad to be here tonight, because I really wanted to be here last week, but I had a lot of things going on. Had a lot of things happening this week going on, bad things, good things, you know, you name it. And, you know, and I was talking to a fellow today who's trying to buy my building, and he's, you know, having a hard time too, and he's trying to get things run. And I told him, look, I understand. I understand. You know, don't worry about it. We'll get through it. So, you know, and this message stemmed from last week because of a conversation I had, And as I sat here, you know, and I started thinking, you know, when I sat here and started writing this message, you know, because it's related to something I've been dealing with, I think you're going to enjoy it too, you know. I know I'm not trying to preach a message, hey, we can enjoy it, but you know, I mean, the message to me, folks, it's given to me, you know, probably for me, but maybe for you, but you know, it's hard to say. But it's personal a lot of times, you know, it really is. And you know, when I was sitting here writing this message, many feelings were flowing through me and many thoughts were racing in my mind. I would be one to admit to y'all, one such thought in my mind was anger. Yes, I was angry in part of thinking, why do we as Christians suffer so much? Yes, I was angry. Man, why do we suffer so much? Now, you're probably thinking, yeah, I can relate to that, Jim. And you may be thinking, well, why was I like this? Well, a friend of mine called me over the phone, and he's a very devout man of God. He's been a pastor, for a very, very, very long time. And yet, he is suffering in tremendous pain, hurting. And he asked me to pray for him because of the pain that he was in. And he asked me a few questions. And I was, in a way, surprised by him. Now, this, I call him a seasoned pastor. I mean, this dude's been preaching and leading a church for a very long time. I mean, I can't even come close to him. But yet, in a way, you know, I was surprised by him asking me these questions. And he was telling me things like, well, I'm discouraged. I'm hurting due to this pain that I'm dealing with. I don't know why he's allowing this pain and suffering I'm dealing with. Jim, I just want to die. I want to die. Did you ever feel this way? And I started thinking, yes, I did. And yes, I do. Yes, I do. And as I sat here on the phone listening to him, I was in shock. And after a little bit of talking to him, my mind went to my thoughts. And it went like this. Yes, how come we as followers of Christ are suffering? And this really hurts to see us suffering. And in fact, the way I've been thinking about it, we should not be. Heck, I'm dealing with a lot of hurting and pain myself, and I'm pretty sure you are or you're not. If you're not, you just came out of a storm. But you know, if you are, you're not alone. You're not alone. And you know, even my friend, he was hurting, he was in pain. I mean, he's got some serious stuff going on inside, and yet I'm dealing with a lot of hurting pain myself. And quite frankly, I almost wanted to tell him, look, I ain't got time to talk to you because I'm dealing with stuff in my life and I just can't handle this right now. And my first thoughts raced into getting upset. I was upset that God would allow such a thing to happen to this guy. And as I said, in part, this dude, and I've been knowing him for the last 8 years from dealing with this internet thing, he's the nicest person you could ever meet. And yet, he's in massive pain. And God is allowing it to happen. And my second thought jumped into this. Why, God? Why, God? All you got to do is just heal this man and take away his pain and let him recover. But yet, you're letting him hurt. Why is this? And I was thinking, with all your powers, all you got to do is think the thought and he would be healed. And yet, he is still suffering. And what makes this even worse, friends, He and even I know what the Word of God says, and we battle with these thoughts, and we're having these doubts, and we know what we know, what we know, and this is making it even harder in the midst of our sufferings. And perhaps you're thinking, well, what's the point? Why does God, or what does God accomplish by allowing us to suffer? And I had to pause at this. I had to think about this very hard while writing this. And I kept looking at that question on the screen, you know, what does God accomplish by allowing you and I, friends, to suffer? And the only thing that came to me, very simple. He's trying to tell us something. You heard me. You heard me. What does God accomplish by allowing us to suffer? He's trying to tell us something. By allowing people to suffer, God is showing us that something is wrong. That's it. Something's wrong. If everything were all right between man and God, then there would be no sorrow and death, because in the beginning, there was none. God is showing you every day of your life that man has been separated from him because of sin, and that man is destined to an eternity in hell unless he comes to God for help. The fact that God allows suffering and agony today proves that he will, get this, bro, listen very carefully, the fact that God allows suffering and agony today proves that he will one day take it all away. Do you get that? He will one day take it all away. How do I know this? The Bible is very clear, because it tells us in Revelation chapter 21, verse 4, that there is coming a time when all sorrows, tears, pain, and death will pass away. There's coming a wonderful day when God will wipe away all tears from the eyes of his children, and our sorrow will end forever. Do you get that? If you had live video or audio, you would shout, yay, oh Lord. Oh, yes, yes. Yoo-hoo! One day, our sorrow will end forever. But however, for this present time, we must face the undeniable fact that people do suffer. That's the facts of life. You can find sickness, sorrow, and suffering in all walks of life. It's everywhere you look. This very moment, you can probably think of someone very close to you who is also suffering greatly, and it just doesn't seem fair. It doesn't. Me and my wife talked about that this morning. It just doesn't seem fair, baby. And I looked at her and said, honey, I know. And she said it doesn't seem fair because her boss is making all kind of money on his bonuses, and she is giving everything that she has and hardly gets any. And as we prayed, we started praying for the last 2 weeks every morning before she leaves. And I said in prayer, God, look, I'm not trying to earn no brownie points here. I'm not trying to impress you. I'm not trying to say this or that. You know, I'm not trying to, hey, look, you know what? If we start praying like this, then maybe, you know, you do things for us. No, that's not my motivation, folks. My motivation is I need to get closer back to God. I need to get right with God because, look, I'm hurting. I'm dealing with suffering. I'm dealing with pain. And she is too, and everybody else I know is. But God, we need your help. We're crying out to you. And yet we see other people around us doing good, financially set, good physical health, living high on the hog. And we eating canned raviolis about every other day just to survive. It just doesn't seem fair. So my mind races back to this. Why does God allow it to happen? Does God even care? If God is so good and holy, then why doesn't he just put an end to all the suffering and the pain? Well, my mind jumped to this thought also. And think about this very carefully. We, you and I, we usually associate the love of God with the benefits we receive from him and the blessings that come from his kind and merciful hand. Because his love usually manifests itself in good things that happen to us, and we sometimes fall back into shock when we see a person struck by disease, by pains, or some other trauma or hardships in their lives. And before we speak to question of why God allows us to suffer, we need to ask the bigger question. Why does God allow suffering to happen to any person? Again, you already heard the verse we're about to read tonight. If you got your Bibles with you, turn to Revelation chapter 21, verse 4. Revelation chapter 21, verse 4, and it reads this. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you humbly, and we submit ourselves to you. God, we're not trying to pray fancy prayers. We're not trying to impress you with big words and such. We're not trying to even earn brownie points with you. We just want to be honest and straightforward. We want to humble ourselves to you and your authority. And yet in difficulties and hardships and pains and sufferings, I know, I don't know if it's right or wrong for us to question. We should trust you, and we need to trust you more. But it is difficult during these trials and these hardships and these pains and all the other stuff that just happens to be going on. Father, forgive me where I have fallen short of your precious glory. And help me get a better understanding in my walk with you and draw close back to you. As the song we just heard, through it all, we must go through it all. I know at times like that, we don't like it. Oh, we can't stand it. We would love to be laid back and have everything hunky-dory. But most times, it does not work that way. So God, thank you for loving me, looking past my faults, and help me do the same with others, and help me be more focused on trying to show people out there what you are really all about. Father, we pray to you. We submit ourselves to you. I ask of you, these folks who are here tonight, put a protective hedge around them. Help them open up their eyes and their hearts and let them see. Bless them for being here. They could have went somewhere else, and they showed up here tonight. So I hope this message speaks to them as it speaks to me as I'm reading it and as I wrote it. I needed to hear this myself. So, Father, thank you again for your precious love. In Jesus' name we all pray. Amen. Let me grab some water, as I always do. You see, folks, y'all caught the title of this message already. And I was trying to lay a title to this because, you know, thinking about my best friend. But I'm thinking about all my other friends that I know on the internet, in real life, you know, in other parts of the world, suffering and hurting and going through pain. I said, how do I title this message? And the only thing I can think of, you know, during all this, the title of this message tonight is God Teaches a Valuable Lesson Through Suffering. God teaches a valuable lesson or lessons through suffering. Now, in contrary to some beliefs out there, not all suffering Christians or disobedient Christians. You may have heard some of those teachings out there, well, if you're suffering, if you're going through trials and hardships and pains and everything else, well, you got to be disobedient in your walk with Christ. Be careful of that kind of preaching and teaching. Y'all know what kind of preaching that is. Some of that's prosperity junk. Some of that's word of faith junk. Some people like to say, well, because your faith is not strong enough, that's why you're enduring such things. You know what, folks? Half the time when someone will say that, now this is just me, please don't hold me to it, but half the time when I hear someone say something like that, I just want to slap them side their face. I really do. How dare you say that? Look, I get it. We got the power of the Holy Spirit. And we would think we shouldn't endure nothing, but yet we know that Christ himself suffered. We know according to scriptures, it says that we will also have tribulations in life. So if we're going to be in the likeness of Christ, what exempts us from suffering? Now granted, I wish we didn't. I really did. I wish we didn't have to. I wish I was sitting on a fat, fluffy, white cloud with a broom straw in my mouth, laid back and having a grand old time. I wish it was like that. And it will be like that in eternity. But unfortunately here on earth, it's not like that. You see, there are many, many very dear Christians who go through great agony every day, and yet they are some of the sweetest and most God-fearing saints you will ever meet, such as my friend. Why does God allow them to suffer? Well, to me, the main fact here is that God doesn't enjoy, listen to this, God doesn't enjoy seeing anyone suffer. But he allows people to suffer for various reasons. And there are a few reasons we are going to discuss tonight. The first reason is, my friends, is humility. Now, if we believe some of the popular faith healers of our day, we believe that people suffer because they lack faith in God. But this is necessarily not true. In fact, my friends, it's a load of hogwash. That's what a lot of those faith healers out there claim. You're suffering because you lack faith. Whew. Well, when the Apostle Paul became a born-again Christian, he didn't live a sinful life. He didn't lack faith in God. But did he have to suffer? Why? He tells us why in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7, which reads, "At least I should be exalted above measures through the abundance of revelations. There was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me. At least I should be exalted above all measures." Whatever this thorn in the flesh was, verse 8 and 9 tells us, look what it says. It tells us that God chose not to take it from Paul. Paul begged three times, he pleaded, Lord, take this from me. Get this thorn out of me. And notice what God said. My grace is sufficient for thee. See, instead of taking the suffering, the pain away, he chose to give Paul the grace to bear the burden. God used this problem in Paul's life to help keep him humbled, to keep him from being exalted above all measures. And sometimes, folks, he would do the same to you and I. Second reason God teaches us a valuable lesson through suffering. God sees the need to put us through some things for the purpose of making us stronger. You get that? He puts us through some things for the purpose of making us stronger. I kind of forgotten about that, and I had to reflect on that. You know what? Because a lot of times when we endure such things and we go through it again, we handle it better. But notice what Paul tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3, which says, to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Woo. Now think about this. And I had to think about this illustration. Now think about it. In the armed services, when you go into boot camp, many times a drill sergeant will put a soldier through some things just to make him tough. That's right, got to toughen you up. Just to see how much he's willing to take. Just to see how dedicated he really is. You get that? And I've thought about this. Maybe that's what God's doing, just to see how much you and I are willing to take. Just to see how dedicated we really are. We claim, I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. Oh, I serve God faithfully. Yet when we got good times, man, there's no problems. But the moment something happens to you, your faith is being tested. Now, there may not seem to be any logical reasons for the troubles that we often face. It may not see. I mean, sometimes I try to look at it through logic like Spock. Unfortunately, that don't work. Sometimes I try to look at it Jimbo's way. Fortunately, that doesn't work. Sometimes I try to find an answer, and unfortunately, I hate to say it this way, on the internet, but that doesn't work. I try to look for the logical reasons for the troubles that I'm facing in my life. But folks, one thing I have learned when writing this message, God always has a reason. And sometimes he's just trying to make us tougher. See, according to Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, a spirit-filled Christian is supposed to be, and notice this long word, and I typed it in cap locks, because I can't type it to you, but look what it says in 5:22. A spirit-filled Christian is supposed to be long-suffering. Are you long-suffering? Are you willing to tough it out for the Lord? Are you? And God will also use suffering. Uh-oh, here. We fixing to go down a road I think many of us doesn't like. God would also use suffering to teach us patience. Oh, Jim, did you have to go there? See, folks, Romans chapter 5, verse 3 tells us that tribulation worketh patience. Remember Job? God allowed Satan to take his oxen, his donkeys, his sheep, his camels, his servant, his children, and even inflict him with bad health. And yet the Bible says, in all this, did not Job sin with his lips? Job chapter 2, verse 10. Folks, I'm going to tell you, I came close to last week when my lawnmower broke down again. I've been throwing money into money and money and money and money into that thing because I'm trying to maintain those little yards that I'm cutting because I need that finances. I'm hurting a little bit in my finances. I need that money to help float these bills to keep paying for them. And yet the lawnmower broke. And folks, man, when I walked from the yard into my house, I started breaking down. And I mean, my flesh wanted to yell out at God. My flesh wanted to shake my fist at God. My flesh just wanted to be like Job's wife. Why don't you just curse him and be done with it? Oh, and I was fighting that battle. Oh, and I stood in front of my shed. I started crying. Why? Why? I'm trying not to do no wrong here. And this. And that. And this and that and this and that. How come? And I look around and see other people prospering and doing good and set well off, like my wife said this morning. Why? And yet all I can think of one verse, God reigns on the just and the unjust. Even poor Job, he was probably, I can't fathom what he was thinking. We know what he said. And in the latter end, look what happened. God restored Job twice. As much as he originally had. When you see that in Job chapter 42, verse 10. And as I told my wife, as we was coming home from church last night, you know, we was doing a discussion because things wasn't going too well for us yesterday. But I told her, I said, baby, only thing I can do is trust God. I have to trust Him. I have to trust Him. I don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. But God, I got to trust You. It hurts. It's difficult. It's hard to endure. But I got to trust You. Are you willing to trust God and patiently wait for His deliverance when trouble comes your way? Are you? Are you? The third reason some people suffer so that they will be better equipped to comfort others in their suffering. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Verses 3 through 4. That's the third reason why God teaches us valuable lessons in suffering. So we can be a comfort to others who is going through it. See, it's always a blessing to know someone who has gone through the same troubles that you are going through. For they usually have some helpful words of comfort and wisdom to give you. They usually do. Sometimes you want to lean on them and cry on their shoulders, and they want to, you know, try to give you some words of comfort and wisdom, and yet, you know, sometimes your mind says, yeah, right. Come on. That's all you got to say. But, as I just said, God, I can't figure this out, so I need to trust You. Are you going through some pretty tough times? Maybe the Lord is giving you the experience that you need to help someone else later. Maybe that's what He's doing. He's probably giving you that experience so you can help someone that's going to come across your path. Friends, as you can see, there are a number of reasons why God allows people to suffer. He always knows what is best. And the good thing is, he never makes a mistake. He never makes a mistake. David said, "It is good for me that I've been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes." Psalms 119:71. The Apostle Paul, one who suffered greatly, said these words in Romans 8:28. Again, here's another verse we kind of quote a lot. "And we know all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose." He also said that, "Hey, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me." Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Want to know more? Even the Lord Jesus Christ suffered for us all. He suffered for all of us so that we might have eternal life. The curse of suffering and death entered this world because of sin, but we can escape the curse through the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus himself said that, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, that no man cometh to the Father but by me." We should know that. That's John chapter 14, verse 6. Yes, many of us knows the Word of God. We do. All of us knows the Word of God. But know this much. Know this much, my friends. There is coming a day when all suffering, as I said, will end for those who know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. And again, as I said in Revelation 21:4 says, "And God shall wipe away all tears," all, not some, but all, "from their eyes. There shall be no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying. There shall be no more pain. The former things, my friends, has passed away. Gone." So in closing, I'm going to leave y'all with this. When our lives begin to come apart at the seams, or we're faced with pain that feels unbearable, it's almost impossible to ask why. It's almost impossible to not ask why. We want to know why God would allow something this terrible to happen to anyone, especially if he is the loving God he claims to be. Now, let me say this for the record. God doesn't enjoy letting us hurt. He doesn't. He is a loving God who wants the best for each of us. He allows trials and suffering to occur and allows for one purpose only, because it's something through the difficulties and the pain that he can take and shape us into the best we can be. And as I wrote that, and as for my friend who I was thinking of when writing this message, my mind was on him. My mind was on him when writing this. And I was thinking the whole time, "God, please help him. Oh, Father, please help that man. Not only him, but all of us who are suffering. God, please help." And my mind jumped to this last thought in wrapping up this message, and it was this. And I had to stare at this, folks, and I'm still staring at it right now when I'm fixing to tell you. As I was wrapping this message up and I'm preaching to you, and I had to really like, man, really? It's kind of a hard pill to swallow, but the Bible teaches us that we, you and I, need to be patient in sufferings. Let me tell you something right now. That is one of the hardest things of all, to be patient. To have the songs into the night. But in this process, we still hurt. We cry. We cry. And we wait for relief. Yes, we doubt it is going to come. But see, to me, one of the hardest things we must deal with in our Christian lives when we are suffering is to have the faith and to trust in God. One of the hardest things that we got to deal with in our sufferings is to have the faith and trust in God. Does it feel good when we're suffering in such pain? Someone care to answer that? Does it feel good when we're suffering in such pains, trials, and tribulations? Anyone? No, friends, it does not. It does not. Do we wish the pain would just go away by our request or a snap of the fingers? Yes, we do. But at times, does it go away when we ask for this relief on the spot? No, it does not. And yet my heart aches. And when I'm hurting, or when my friends are hurting, and during these times, I will admit this, I want to shake my fist at God and get mad at Him. Like when I see my best friend, the pastor, hurting in pain. Or basically for the fact, when any one of us who is hurting or suffering, I sometimes wonder. I wonder this. God, why do you not just heal us of this pain right now that we're facing? Or I would say something like this. I would say, what are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? And yes, my mind is thinking again. What are we to do during this time in our lives? What are we to do? And my only answer to this thought was, God takes no pleasure in the fact that His children are suffering. Many will argue, okay, then if that is the fact, Jim, why would an all-powerful, all-loving God allow pain and suffering? Come on. And the only way for me to begin answering this question is we. Me, you, and I, all of us, we must view a fallen world from God's perspective. That's how we have to look at the world. You see, God dwells in a dimension of eternity, not here. He's in eternity. Time has no meaning to Him. His primary objection is to love us and have us love Him in return freely. From God's perspective, He uses the trials of this painful world to lovingly prepare you and I to spend eternity with Him. The Apostle Paul himself said, I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed to us. Romans 8:18. Also in Hebrews, we learn that Jesus himself, for the glory that was set before him, endured a cross, despising shame, is set down, or has sat down, at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Suffering is a fact of this falling world. The Bible is the testimony to this reality. And however, the complete message of the Bible is that God has his plan for redemption all worked out. Now bounce back to this again. So why does God, let me rephrase that, I'm sorry folks. So what does God want us to do for others or even us who are suffering? What does God want us to do for others or us while we are suffering? What does he want us to do? My answer to me, very simple. Galatians 6:2 says, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Jesus Christ was willing to suffer the trials of his human life in order to help us. And listen to what Hebrews chapter 2, 17 through 18 says. Therefore, in all things, he had to be made like his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God to make appropriation for sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered, being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted. Basically, he wants us to follow his examples of loving service to those who are facing trials. So, I guess the main question I would say to finish this up tonight, will all suffering eventually end? Folks, the Bible says it. Yes, it will. As I said, and I said this verse plenty of times tonight, 21:4 says, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things has passed away. Whew. And I leave y'all with this, and last but not least, what a wonderful time to look forward to. Amen. What a wonderful time to look forward to. Praise God and hallelujah. If anything out of this tonight, folks, let that encourage you. Let that encourage you. Those things will pass away. Let's pray.